Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a couple of great events coming up for older youth. First of all, if you are interested in learning how to safely operate a tractor or other farm machinery, join us for the Tractor and Farm Machinery Safety Course. This is a 24-hour certification course that will be held the weeks of June 5th and June 12th, 3 days per week in the mornings. There will be a variety of topics covered during the Farm and Machinery Safety course, and we'll have also some local guest presenters coming in. This is a required course for anyone who is interested in obtaining a certificate to work for hire this summer. For full information and dates of that program, you can find the registration form and more information on our website or pick one up here at the Extension office. There is a $40 fee for the class, but that does include all materials as well as lunch for the 6 days of the class. If you have questions, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to answer those. Also coming up, the Iowa 4-H Youth Conference, Start Your Future Here, is happening June 27th through 29th on campus at Iowa State University. The program is put on by the Iowa 4-H program, but is not only open to 4-Hers. Any youth who are interested in attending are welcome to. The attendees may be anywhere from 8th grade and up. Program features 3 days of speakers, workshops, dances, community service learning, and ends up with a banquet. Youth who attend the conference will learn about life on a college campus and meet other youth from across the state. They'll participate in 3 educational workshops, listen to 3 keynote speakers, and have the opportunity to showcase their talents and bring back new ideas to the community. Any youth who have completed 8th grade are invited to register. And again, you do not have to be a 4-H member to attend. This is a great program for developing leadership, citizenship, and communication, as well as learning about community service. Registration is now available online. Youth registering before June 1st will get the early bird registration fee of $180. The registration fee will increase to $200 after that, and registrations close on June 10th. If you are interested in signing up for the Iowa 4-H Youth Conference, and are 8th grade or older, whether you're a 4-H member or not, sign up for 3 days of fun, friendship, learning, and service that can be found on the Iowa 4-H website, or you can give us a call here at the office. We would be happy to help you find that information. And finally, from our yard and garden experts this month, we are talking about trees, specifically newly planted trees. If you have recently planted trees this spring, a few questions and answers for you from our horticulture experts. First of all, watering. The key to watering newly planted trees is to keep the root ball moist for several weeks after planting. Newly planted trees should be watered every day for 6 or 7 days, then gradually reduce the frequency of watering. When you water, slowly apply water to the root ball and surrounding soil. A thorough watering every 7 to 10 days in dry weather should be sufficient by the time you get 4 to 6 weeks out from planting. Continue this watering schedule through the summer and fall, keeping weather in mind, of course. Small trees usually require watering for 1 or 2 growing seasons. It may be periodically necessary to water large trees for 2 to 3 years following planting. If you've got newly planted trees and you're wanting to start getting some shape to them, keep in mind that trees utilize sugars and other carbohydrates manufactured by the leaves for plant growth. Pruning of newly planted trees should be limited to corrective pruning, as severe pruning will reduce the tree's ability to manufacture food and will slow the plant growth and its ability to become established in its new site. Corrective pruning may include removing structural defects such as double leaders, dead, crossed, or broken branches. You do want to retain most of the lower branches to help stabilize a tree, and the lower branches are also the main source of food for the growing tree. As the tree grows larger, you can gradually remove these lower limbs during the first 5 to 10 years as it gets a better canopy It is generally not necessary to fertilize newly planted trees, as most Iowa soils will supply sufficient amount of nutrients during establishment. If the tree is growing poorly 2 or 3 years after planting, fertilization may be beneficial. Newly planted trees do not usually require staking either. However, top-heavy trees and those planted in very windy sites may require staking. If it is necessary due to the site of the tree, you want to allow the trunk to move or sway after staking for proper trunk and root development. To prevent damage to the trunk, use strong, wide strips of canvas, rubber, or other soft materials to support the tree. Remove the stakes as soon as possible. Frequently, even after one growing season, the tree is well enough established to allow removal of the stakes. Another frequent practice of wrapping protective materials around the trunks of newly planted trees is also usually unnecessary. If you do decide to use a tree wrap, place it around the trunk of the tree in fall, around November, and promptly remove it the following spring. Wrapping the trunks of young trees in the fall may discourage rabbit browsing and sun scald in winter, but can damage the tree if left on year-round, and black or dark-colored trunk wraps can also cause heat damage to the trunks of trees. For more information on upcoming events, resources for home, garden, and beyond, give us a call, 243-1132. Find a Cass County Extension online anytime at our website or on Facebook, or stop by the office. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.